There we go. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. I can.
Perfect. Happy Father's Day yesterday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You sound like Elvis.
Well, I got three of them, you know, so I got to say it multiple times now.
Clever. Did you have a good Father's Day?
I did. This year, I made it more. I was selfish this year. I made it more about me. So I was like,
That's what you should do every year.
Well, I know, but you know, it's so crazy nowadays. It's like, oh, if you make it about you, it's like you're being, you know. It's like, no, you're a father. You're supposed to be spending time with the children. I'm like, why spend time with the children
of
the 364 days?
Exactly. That's why I'm a good dad. My gosh, people.
Right. So, you know, this was like my ninth Father's Day. So I told my wife, I was like, listen, I just want to breakfast in bed, which is what I used to do, which is what we used to do for my parents. It was just like, it was really like that breakfast in bed, the ugly tie or whatever, you know, like just the regular stuff. Just nice and simple. Don't take me out. I don't want to be around people. I just breakfast in bed and just watch movies all day.
Yeah,
exactly. And movies all day and then we take naps. And it kind of worked out, but we ended up going to the park a little bit and slip and slide in the backyard for a little bit, but for the most part, I watched 2.5 movies and got breakfast in bed and stuff like that, but it was okay.
Oh, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Joel.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Julie. I know we're chatting about how... Yeah, we can hear you fine. Can you not hear us?
I hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Was that Leah?
Yep, I hear you guys okay.
Hey, I can hear you too. I wonder if Joel had an issue. Who else is on?
I'm back.
Good. Success. All right, so who's here? I know Julie, Joel, Leah. Is Ben or Christian here yet? Not yet.
I see... What do I see?
Oh, you've got
do they celebrate Father's Day in the UK?
Good question. I don't know. And I was chatting with Christian before. I'm not sure he's hopping on today. I have to say. All right. And Ben opted out. All right. Let me text Ben and see. Pretty sure he was going to be here, but let's see. He opted out this week for active actions, but I didn't get a note that he was on vacation yet. Anyway, let's go around the room. At the beginning, Joel had an amazing Father's Day. Lazy, amazing Father's Day. So we're going to start with you. What are your wins and accountability for the week?
Okay, I did not submit my active actions last week.
I know.
So I will definitely do that next this week.
Well, I have on the top of your note that you're opting out of May, but you weren't opting out of June, correct?
I was not, no. I did it the previous week. I just didn't do it this week, so.
Okay.
Yes, I'm not opening out this week.
Okay.
But I had a good week, and then I think I mentioned last week, I hired a new person on the team, and we basically, he's local, and to be honest with you, I'm quite liking the local, so two of my employees are now local, two of my employees just happen to be local. I mean, it wasn't planned that way, it just worked out that way. And I'm actually liking the local versus, and one of my employees is overseas in the Philippines. And although the whole idea of like getting work done while you sleep and all this kind of stuff, it's just, I don't know, it's just this aspect about the local stuff that I just really, really like and not having to deal with the 12-hour time difference. So, but anyway, going really, really well. Spent a lot of time with him last week, training him and stuff like that. So, getting up to speed. So it was a good week. And then just managing all the new clients we got about 2 weeks ago, has been an awesome week.
Oh yeah. Congratulations. So you're really moving up. I really appreciate that, and I love hearing, oh, we're hiring another person. Oh, we're hiring another person. Oh, we got a bazillion more clients. Oh, look, we have to hire another person. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's killer, because you also seem to be handling the craziness that's involved with fast growth quite well. So let me know, of course, if you need anything. All right. Julie, you're up next. Tell me what your wins and accountabilities for the week are.
My wins is that I had my first big concrete job last week, so I was really excited. All went well, and I also landed more business for this week. Well, I haven't completely landed it. They're like this close to saying yes, and that'll be my next biggest job, which is 100 yards, which is 10 trucks of concrete.
Wow.
And it's a commercial job, and it completely gets me out of the hole and launches me into a better place.
Yay!
So I am thrilled, and it's interesting because a lot of times people don't speak English, and if anybody thought Spanish was the language that they speak, they don't. And so I'm having to learn how to communicate in the most simple way, because if English is not the person's primary language, I mean, we're talking like, so I just have to really break down. So it's a challenge altogether, but yes, speaking like multiple different languages. Like I said, Spanish is not one of them.
Wow, no, I never would have expected that. That's crazy and annoying, but probably really, really good for your processes just in general, right? Because it should be simplified anyway, right? Especially as you're
yes, pricing has to be simple. Payment has to be simple, and my communication has to be simple. So it's been fun and exciting, and I'm glad things are picking up. And I hopefully will land my other big gig for a local contract for management consulting. She said she's just figuring out the right timing to bring us in. So to me, that sounds like a yes.
So many things of fire. You've been hustling like all heck. So I love seeing this, and I love seeing this new line of putting things to place. Go you. Did you get it from the main website that we were talking about, those two jobs?
The Home Advisor? No. So I did, after my presentation with you guys, I decided to post on Craigslist. You know, like you guys really kind of inspired me to like go elsewhere, and I haven't had time to go to people's project work sites because I've been working all the business that has been coming in.
Problems.
Yes. So I posted on Craigslist, and I used a Google number, and the business has been coming in from that avenue, some business from Home Advisor, but most of it has not been coming from Home Advisor. So it's been free leads from Craigslist.
Yay! Congratulations. I love this. Okay. That's really good to hear. And keep me updated on how all that stuff goes, because that sounds amazing. Awesome.
Yes.
Ben, are you here yet? I just texted him, and maybe we got vacations wrong, and I talked to Christian already. So who else
I'm
is here? Is Ben here? Oh, you are.
Ben
Yay.
Here.
Yay. Okay, so you opted out of your active actions, and I know you had a huge win, and I didn't want to share it in case you were here. So what are your wins and accountability for the week?
Right. So as you remember last week, it was kind of a mindset hot seat, whatever. But ironically, I was on the call, I did over $4,000 in sales, like in that hour, you know, unbeknownst to me. And at the end of the week, and I haven't by the end of the week, my sales number, I sold about 20,000 last week, kind of during and after the call. And that's not revenue. That's actual sales. Some of it's account payable or receivable. Some of it's, but as far as actually sales volumes and different metrics I track, and that's been probably the best week, you know, to date ever. prior to September, 20,000 was a good month score, you know, now that's 1 week. So, that was good. That was definitely the win. And then I just took some big steps and like you guys said, like putting things, systems in place and looking at things from a system, you know, system standpoint. And, some of the things that I was doing, just tried to put it you know, to delegate and outsource, or, you know, put it, give it to my team, and prepare, you know, training on how to do it. And so I got a lot of stuff off my plate, and overall feel a lot better. And of course, the accountability would be that I didn't get a lot of, you know, I didn't have much active actions. And it was more just kind of grassroots type of business stuff.
But you're feeling better now, and you made 20 grand in 1 week, which is bigger than you've ever done before. Like, that's insane. The fact that you're feeling better and gone through everything else is really important. And I don't think we talk about, because it seems very intangible, right? Like, I feel better. Awesome. But that feeling better changes what you do in your business, how you delegate, how you keep moving forward anyway, right? And it's that mindset stuff that'll keep you shrinking, right? So go you for sort of pushing past that. Huge example. You gave me chills when you were talking about it.
Awesome.
All right, Christian, I don't think he's coming today. I had a little note from him just checking in. So, Leia, you're up next, last but not least. So we've got her in the hot seat today. We've got kind of a cool hot seat, so make sure you guys are in front of your laptops and go into the Facebook group, because there's a link she's going to want you to click. But let's go over your wins and accountability first, Leia, and then move into your hot seat.
So for accountability, I think I gave myself too much to work for the week. I think when I come back from vacation, I'm just so excited to do everything. And then I kind of slack off. So I got 3 out of 5 of the active actions. And within 2 of those, I only did about 50%. It was an interesting week, to say the least. So the win is that instead of just pushing hard and working on things that I said I would do, but didn't necessarily have to get done, I just took a lot of personal time sculpting, watching TV, relaxing. And this week I'm going to just, you know, start that craziness up again and see what I can get done. And if I don't have to get it done, I'm not going to pressure myself.
Which is huge for you, to say that you're not going to pressure yourself. I know you.
I'm going to try not to pressure myself.
There we go. It's funny, the things that are huge wins for us, right? Awesomely, I love it. And I know last week was sort of an up and down week for you too, and I know we chatted on Friday and things started to have a lot more clarity. So sometimes we're just in that space, right, of not feeling like you're getting anything done or having things go your way, and then it's crazy how that can shift, just like with Ben stuff too, right? And then you're like, oh, wait, the clouds have lifted, and now I see the sunshine, and things might actually be really, really great. And so I love
my VA sent me a picture of her new baby, and she's so cute.
Oh, it's amazing. She finally had her.
Yay.
All right. So so you tell me how you want to do the hot seat in the best possible way. I have questions for everybody. You tell me if you want me to run with it or if you do it first.
So I guess the background first would really help. When I started science tutoring in general, I focused on one subject, but I was always in the pre-med field. And then people were pressuring me to start doing stuff for the MCAT, which is the exam to get into medical school. In 2015, I finally started formally doing that online. And a lot of the programs that I created were responsive. They were reactive to what people were asking of me. Hey, Leah, we need you to teach this. Okay, I'll create a course. We want a program, and we want this, and we want this. I added in. And I know it sounds like I'm complaining, but it was doing very well and growing very fast to the point where I didn't expect it to get so big. So I hadn't taken the time to plan and be clear and just think like a million-dollar business. I was thinking about a tutor just making money on the side. So then I redid the program and changed it up a little, gave them everything they wanted. It got out of hand in terms of I didn't have enough time. So this year I'm working on streamlining. I created a lower-tier program that is not as much hands-on while still trying to give them the best value. And the place where I am right now is trying to figure out how to clearly explain what it is, but more in automation. So in the past, a lot of the sales would be from the webinar or from talking to people. But now if I have an email promotion, if someone says, I want to work with you, and I send them to the sales page, I want to make sure that it is very clear what I'm offering, what they get, why it's important, so that the sales come, even if I, sometimes they don't come in unless I have a few back and forth conversations with them because something isn't clear. So that's my goal for today, is to make sure that the message, the offer, everything is just crystal clear on the sales page. And then I'd like to kind of transition that back to the recent launch I did and kind of compare the hindsight analysis.
Perfect. So I'm going to give everybody a little bit of a heads up what we're looking for. So number one, and I'm going to clarify what you just said too, Leah, because I want to go over some a couple more things for them. So you've sold a higher tiered program for MCAT studying people. And this is different than the regular organic chemistry, even though sometimes there's overlap between both sets of people, right? Yes, and so there's the higher-tiered program, which you've sold, and you've sold quite a bit, and it's got a lot of you in it, hence the reason why we're trying to get you out of it so much. So we created the lower-tiered program as like which we're going to be testing as more of a downsell, potentially. But it's more just digital, less hands-on, but still way the heck better than what exists out there right now. There's a lot of MCAT studying prep books. I've had a couple clients in this niche, so I know this way too much. It's for people trying to become doctors, right? And so what I would love is for everybody to pop up that sales page that she has. I know everybody's pretty much on Leah's sheet. And if you're not, you can go to eventualliner.com/Leah. And I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I want to give you 1 minute to skim it, okay? And then I'm going to ask you a few questions, and we're going to go around Robin to get some feedback on it. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys tell me if you're all there or if you need another minute to go over this, because one of the problems that we have is that it can get really complicated on what they get versus what they don't get versus what's the difference versus a whole bunch of stuff. And so I want to make sure, like Leah was saying, I'm going to ask a couple specific questions to make sure it's really, really clear. I know you guys are not the main avatar, but that's kind of the whole point, right? We want to make sure that it's so easy to understand that even people that aren't necessarily knowing the lingo get what it is. Does that make sense to everybody so far?
Yep.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. And so the higher level, she's calling it the comprehensive, is $459 a month. And this is what she's calling the essentials level, and that's $319 a month right now, just so you guys sort of see the difference between the two on that, too. All right, so I'm going to give you 1 minute if you're on the sheet. So just scroll down like you would any normal sales page, and then I'm going to have a couple questions for you, okay? I'll time it.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find it. I don't see. Maybe I'm not following.
If you go to eventualmillionaire.com/Leah, and then click on her hot seat link. We have a hot link at the top. Or we actually might not have a hot link at the top of that one yet. But if you scroll down to the one that's for Leah, put a jump to hot seat. Go you. It'll have the link right there.
It's also on Facebook. If that's easier.
Yeah, and I can say it to you. It's join.mcatstudyhall.com.
Mm-hmm. We're done.
I know, right? We're like, no, wait, click. Oh, it's pretty simple. All right, so the first question I'm going to ask this to everybody, can you tell what this is? Like, what is she selling? Joel, I'll start with you. Barely. It's really, really quiet. I thought you were talking to someone in another room.
No. Hello. Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me loud enough?
It's a bit better.
Okay. Cool.
I can't hear you.
Or you can't? Leah, did you say you can't hear him?
I cannot.
Okay. Huh. Got anything better for us, Joel?
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Oh my goodness, yes, that was loud. Much better. All right, we're all set.
All right. The answer to your question is yes.
Okay, what is it? Like, explain it to me in like a second, and then I'll go on.
Basically the MCAS training program.
Okay, cool. Julie, did you get the same thing? Going off mute, I'm assuming. And if you can tell us a little bit more, too. So if you're like, okay, it's an MCAT training program, but what does it encapsulate? You there, Julie?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry about that. I was on mute there. So when I looked at the page, this may sound silly, but I didn't realize I could scroll down. Like, so I went to the page and I was like, okay, this, and I read everything on the page. And then I was like clicking on the stuff below and I was like, oh, it doesn't take you anywhere. And then eventually I started scrolling down and I thought, I started to read it, but it was a little difficult to navigate because there was so much content, although I very much liked the content.
Have you seen a typical sales page before, Julie? Like, are you used to what these are also? Because there's a lot of these in the sort of digital program space, and I know you're sort of in a different subset. I'm just wondering if you've sort of seen one of these super – they're called long-form sales letters, so they're super long and lots of content, right?
So I did when Andrew sent me a few examples of, like, mm-hmm. the websites he had done. And so that to me was similar as I started scrolling through it. But I remember there was a way to navigate that long page a little easier. And as you went through the page, you knew there was more below. I did see some examples from Andrew's work.
Yep. Yeah, sometimes they have like a little, I don't know if you've seen these or not, Leah, but they sometimes have like a little arrows pointing down at least, so it looks like you can scroll a little bit more just because when you have it with the way that it's colorized up at the top, it does definitely look like it's a one-page kind of thing. I mean, we know what it is, so it makes sense, but it's not a standard sales page sort of layout, which I think you know that already. All right, so Ben, you tell us, and I'm going to quiz you a little bit more. What do you think this MCAT City Hall actually is? Like, what is she giving you?
Right. And it wasn't apparently obvious, very from the beginning. And until you get down and you start seeing the different tiers and options, which I guess the whole purpose of the sales letter is to get you to kind of just deal with any objections and outline the benefits and stuff like that. And eventually you get down and you see some of the different list of items and availability to enroll and a couple payment options and things like that. But, in terms of what it is simply, yeah, it's one of the first lines the first major headers below the hero image at top, whatever it is, it mentions most MCAT study programs don't set you up for success. So you kind of understand, well, this is probably has something to do with an MCAT study program that does set you up for success.
Totally. Do you understand what you get, though? That's what I'm wondering. Like, if you could scroll through, and this is sort of leads into my next question anyway. I want you guys to go through and see how easy it is to read and what you sort of stop at. So usually when we do website review kind of stuff, we go, oh, what was the thing you wanted to click on? Because we don't have a clickable anything, right, until you get down to the very, very bottom at this point. And to me, Leah, I wouldn't actually put in the are you already a member, click here to log in, because that's also what makes it feel like it's, just a standard page. But what did you guys actually see first, right? So I noticed when Joelle came up, he was like, oh, I said most MCAT study programs and set you up for success, so you know at first that's what it is. But what I want to do is sort of get into the details a little bit more, because some of these people are going to be kind of colder to her audience, hence the reason why we're showing this to you guys, because normally her audience knows her and her style really well, and one of the issues that we've been having, or we think we've been having, is that it's the way that it's explained is quite complex, right? We have this, and it doesn't include this, but it does, and then it has this, and there's pieces of this, because there's 1,000 different pieces, right, to the way you can actually teach this. And that's what I'm looking for from you guys. So what was the pieces that when you were skimming through the sales page that you actually stopped on and saw, and what questions would you want answered really, really easily so you could hit that buy button? Because I agree with you, Ben. You had to scroll all the way down to really understand what it actually was. And there is definite points to doing the objections up at the top, but those, to me, are a little hard to read also. So if you guys could, we'll go around the room again. If you could give me what you skimmed when you went through this, number one, and number two, what more information would you need to know in order to buy this? Because this is a sales page, and right now she tried doing it without a webinar or something beforehand, and we don't think it was enough, right? So people weren't really going through this enough. So I want to make sure that we're not leaving any of that stuff out. So Joelle, you tell me what you skimmed and what you sort of read as you were going down the page, and what you actually really want to see that would help you make a decision to buy quickly.
Yeah, okay. In all honesty, and I should have known, but I feel like I should have known better, but like I actually thought it was, there wasn't any scroll either. So I'm right there with you.
Wow. That's good to know.
Yeah. Because I clicked on it, probably like 10 minutes before we got on the call. Cause, I guess Leah had posted it last week and then, she posted it again today, so I clicked on it, and it opened up on my big screen monitor. I had it on my big screen monitor, and some reason, maybe it is because the already a member click here was there, which maybe that's what threw me off. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like there wasn't, like, I honestly feel like it was just that top section when I first saw it, where it has, you know, the importance of scoring well on the MCAT. So I read through all that, and as I was reading through it, I was like, oh, this is not, it's like a big block of text, and it's like it's not broken up a bit, so it seems like a lot to read all in one without any highlights or anything like that. So I didn't scroll until probably just a few minutes ago. So that was the first thing, I guess. And then I saw that the first thing I did see was already a member click here to log in. Did obviously stick out to me right away. And then when I started scrolling through, I may be a bit biased because I'm you know, always kind of building these things, but like I just felt like it was a lot of text for me to try to consume. So I would just basically scroll and just look at the big bold sections, and that was basically what I was doing until I finally got down to the pricing section. Now, I do see, you know, it does clearly state when you get, like, I don't know, halfway down or maybe a little bit before halfway, it says what you'll get, and then it has the blue shaded area, so it adds some color there, and it lays out that. So I did read a little bit into each one of those, but again, it's a lot of text. But I am not the avatar, so I'm sure someone who this is the pain point is, they may read through all of this, but I wouldn't read through all of this.
I agree. Leah, do you have any thoughts or notes on that? I know we've been talking about this for a while, so.
I agree. So even my avatars don't read through all of it, and I think that maybe the page has to be more skimmable. I also agree that if the message is there up front, I mean, some of them may not know it's a sales page, and I need them to understand, okay, so this page can help me, let me read more, rather than what the heck am I reading?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Because when we're talking about the top, it could be the headline of a blog post, right? Instead of like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, great, right? And so that's a huge piece
I think also. So Ben and Julie, I'll have both of you just chime in quickly. I have a feeling you have very similar thoughts to what Joelle said also. But was there anything that you skimmed on, anything that you read, or do you have the exact same thoughts as Joelle? Anything else to add? Julie, you can go first.
I can add on. I did read her story, like the part in gray, so what's my story? Because I think I like the content in the beginning. I can hear Leia's voice, right? That's her personality and her unique traits come out. And that's what I jumped to, so what's my story? So that I read like completely, like first paragraph through the end to the caption below the picture. Like I read that. And then the pictures of the pictures, here we go, the overview of the study hall video library. Like I skipped all the text and then I went to that picture, which shows MCAT physics, video title, video duration. Even though it's text in the picture, I also reviewed that.
Okay, great. Ben, what about you? That's really helpful, Julie. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I kind of scrolled through it, you know, going down and down, skimmed over all the, do you know how to master the MCAT? And I read the kind of the titles and, you know, I see a lot of question marks and stuff. So I kind of, and not being an avatar, maybe I was more prone to not be compelled to read into it because it doesn't, this is not a question that I would ask myself. But then you get into the first time that there's a pattern change is when you have the what you'll get and introducing, and then it's in blue, right? So it's a blue, and then there's a wall of text that I'm not sure exactly what it gets, the MCAT strategy mm-hmm. session. I see it, but then it kind of, there's three bullet points and then a big paragraph at the beginning, here's how it works. You know, anyway, so and then the same thing with complete the boot camp. Okay, so there's a boot camp. There's a strategy session, there's office hours, a Facebook community, and then a bonus workshop, right? So then, and then you get in here, and then you scroll down, and you start seeing some of the, then you had the first option to actually pay, you start seeing pricing for the first time. And as I'm looking at the first one, I see it's a little confusing that there's two enroll buttons, enroll now. It's not 100% clear what the difference is between the two.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
And so there, you know, like kind of like there's double, and then the one below that, there's another one that doesn't have two, or I don't know if, yeah. So, and then the full one, a little bit of testimonials, which is great, a little review of it. And then you get into scroll all the way, you know, all the Q&A stuff, FAQ, and then you have here, which I just want to make sure that the titling of each one of those packages is consistent with what it's listed up here. Because you have the MCAT study hall comprehensive level dash limit 100 students in the top. And then down here, it's comprehensive and then is 15. I know it's a little,
yeah.
I don't know, a little inconsistent in the way that it's, I mean, even though it's very similar, but just to say this is that and this is that, kind of match up those things. And then there's another third below that, and even another option to pay or enroll. So there's three different types of pay now buttons, and it's which one I'm afraid to click on. And if I want to sign up, I'm not sure which one I would click on to be the right one, you know, to make sure I'm paying the right for this or that. So that's my 90,000 foot view on that.
Does that make sense, Leah?
Yes. Yeah. Well,
do you have any questions for them? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my question would be how to change the page. So this is the first time I went with a fancy sales letter. In the past, I just did one of those handwritten minimal formatting with just a WordPress kind of page with bolding and highlighting and pictures, but nothing fancy like I have here. So should I go for changes of text, changes of style, redo everything from scratch? What would be my next step?
That's a great question. What is this made in?
I didn't catch the page.
Sorry, say that again?
I didn't catch what you said.
Oh, I said, what is this made in? Is it like a lead page? Is it like Optimized Press? What program did you guys use, or did you hard code it?
It's a WordPress drag and drop theme.
Oh, okay. So it's a page within the drag and drop theme.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joelle, what do you, because I know you know and you work on a lot of this stuff. So she's been doing webinars in general for a very long period of time, right? And then we're trying to get this one might potentially, we're going to test a webinar for sure. That being said, we want to have this for people that haven't been on webinars anyway. So, and I know you use ClickFunnels, so I'm not saying that you need to switch ClickFunnels. But what I do wonder is if you think that the formatting and stuff like that could be much better going to a different program style instead. Do you think that with what she has here, just tech-wise, she should be able to clean it up?
Yeah, I think with what she has here, she could clean it up. I mean, because this, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of, you know, you're able to create rows, you're able to do kind of different color changes just to break up the patterns, do some pattern interrupt stuff here. I think reducing the amount of copy is going to be a huge one. And I also think, yeah, reducing the amount of copies, number one. Number two is where in the, because you get to the about me portion, which is, again, a lot of block of text. Is that the right spot that it should be in? Should it be that high up in the flow, or should it be further down? I would definitely think about that. But to answer your question, I think it's not as, it does look a little bit, again, I am a little bit jaded or biased, whatever the word is. It does look a little bit more old school than if you're using Optimized Press or Lead Pages or ClickFunnels and those kind of things. I feel like you're able to add elements. You're adding icons here. You have the testimonials. You're able to drop videos. So I feel like you have everything you need to make it work. Like the part that looks the most modern to me is the part where like there's that background image of the guys sitting at the computer, and then it says choose your best MCAT study hall membership level. Like that seems like that piece right there, just that row. Almost seems like it could be like a Lead Pages Optimized Press or something like that. It just seems more fresh and like up to date. And then everything else kind of seems just more older school. And I do agree with everything that Ben said in terms of the payment buttons. I mean, if you're able to do the grid for every section, right?
That's what I was looking at too. That study hall access when she's got the three sections that sort of lay it out. Oh, I want that right underneath where that choose your best MCAT study hall membership level. Like I want that visual of like, let's just look at, there's three options. What would you do to that though, Joelle? Because when we're looking at that, that's not typical either, right? MCAT study hall comprehensive, it's more expensive on the left and then less in the middle and then more on the right. So do you guys understand that when you're looking at the three options down at the bottom underneath choose your study hall access?
I do.
So that one of the issues that we have there, right? So, and Leah, I would try and do it like this if you could. So I know we have the monthly levels and we have the pay in full, but for each one, we need to make sure that they understand what the choices are, right? So you have MCAT study essential, and I know this because I've worked with you on these for a while, right? But I'm wondering if we can have the MCAT study essentials, which is what you're trying to sell on the sales page, right? And that's sort of the whole point. And show the MCAT study hall comprehensive to the right of it, right? So maybe potentially only have two options. I know you have the VIP intensive, but I know in general you're not going to be selling that right now at all. And we actually technically, and this aren't going to sell too many comprehensives, at least if this is just the essentials push that we're looking for, right? Could you take off one of those and just make it two?
You mean take out, like the VIP is closed right now. It's mostly there for price anchoring.
Which I totally understand, and it makes perfect sense when there's three, when you're looking to try and have them pick the middle one. But what you were saying is that you didn't want that, right? Because normally you would put that the comprehensive in the middle and highlight the comprehensive.
Yes.
Because if there's three options, they'll usually try and pick the middle one. They're like, oh, I don't want the cheapest one. Oh, ooh, that, you know, that price anchor on the high end is really, really awesome. But that being said, we don't have it set up that way. So it's a little confusing because I know that's the one that you're trying to push them into. So either we just have the sales page for just the Study Hall Essentials, which, but it's not, right? It has to be for the comprehensive also, correct?
Right.
So then unless we're going to be using this, especially for our first few tests, we're going to send both the comprehensive and the Study Hall Essentials to this one anyway. So we really have to delineate the line between the two of them, right?
Right.
Okay. So what we should do then, not that you want to, but what we should do is flip that MCAT Study Hall Essentials to be on the left and to really show the difference between what you get on all of them. I would also put the single payment along with the monthly option because I would actually potentially, because if price is a big deal, and we'll get into that in just a second because I know you did have some data on that. If price is a really, really big deal, put the monthly up first. So put the monthly on the Study Hall Essentials, put the monthly on the comprehensive, and then underneath it have or pay $9.99 single payment. Does that make sense? Because most of your people are going to be doing that, correct?
It depends on the time of year, but a lot of people don't realize that the monthly is an option. So I think if we say pay monthly or get a discount for paying up front, then the sale is better.
That's exactly how I want it framed. Exactly. Because you can go, oh, it's either this, because we want them in the monthly, and some people will have more money, and they want the discount. And that is not clear on this at all, right? Or you can get access to everything, and if you guys see at the bottom, it's like, oh, there's monthly options. But they're so down on the bottom with little teeny buttons, right? There's like literally when you're looking at that, there's four Enroll Now buttons, and it's confusing as to where everything is. So being able to map it out.
Initially, I didn't want to use a monthly option or the comprehensive because it wound up being too much work. So I raised the price, and then with the other level, by reducing the workload, the monthly option makes sense. So the program itself has
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So can you dive in, and of course, Leah, you can run this too, because I want to make sure you're getting what you need. But I know you have data on some stuff that you wanted to go into that I think would be helpful, especially in this click to buy now stuff. So I'm going to write all my notes on this, but I want you to sort of direct us. Do you want any more questions on the sales page? Do you want to sort of let us know about the why didn't you buy and data on that so we can give you feedback on that too while I'm typing all this up, okay? So you ask the group what you need from them.
Okay, so I posted a couple of survey results into the hot seat right under the sales page link. And to give you the background on this, I ran an email launch to my list, which I like to think is half warm, half lukewarm, depending on when they came in. And during the launch, I sent an email asking what's holding you back, if you have any questions. And I give a quick overview of that. But then after the launch, so on Saturday, I sent an email asking for them to send me an honest reply of why they didn't sign up. And I had them categorized into the main reason. Now, as much as they say that's the reason, I want to point out that despite people telling me this is a reason in the past, they have still joined. So, for example, the first one you'll see not testing yet, already tested or testing soon. If they've already tested, obviously I can't help you because it's in the past. But sometimes people think, oh, I'm testing in 5 weeks. Can you help me? My conclusion is it wasn't clear that the monthly option can be valid for 1 month. I'm not testing yet, but I'm testing next year. It wasn't clear that even though the program was set at 4 months, this will still help people testing in, say, 7 or 8 months. The money thing, I think, is more an excuse where I'm not saying some don't have the money, but I think that if they don't feel that it's important enough to spend their strict budget, then I'm not telling them how awesome the program is. because even people on a budget will spend for what will ultimately save them tons of money in the long run. The next one we have is enrolled in a different program. I have students from other programs coming to me because the other programs don't help. So the last three that didn't see the emails can't help them. Didn't understand or had questions, that goes back to the sales page. And then personal reasons, they're just random on there. And in case you're curious, I actually have them all listed out, so copied from their email. So what I'm trying to get out of this, in addition to personally studying and understanding, okay, so what was the issue here, I think a lot of it is just I didn't address that, and I can go ahead and somehow either change the language or the messaging so that they realize that despite issue X, Y, Z, it's still a good program for them.
Does that make sense to everybody? Because this is the thing. Leia's competing against these big, huge MCAT preps, study stuff that literally don't really help very much. They throw a ton of information. And Leia does a very different style, which actually helps people. Who knew, right?
And
yeah, go team, right? Know. Yeah, go ahead. Leia first.
A lot of the emails. I just wanted to add to that. A lot of the emails came in saying, I wish I knew about this before I dropped X amount of dollars on the name of the program.
Yeah, I just, you know, if somebody's going to go drop, I don't know how much those other plans cost. I don't know, 10 grand. I mean, I'm sure whatever the price is they're paying for, because they think, oh, Kaplan or whatever these other programs will help them. It's like, how do you get your word out? And also, they would probably go to you because they know or trust somebody who told them about you.
Right. So those people don't read the sales page. They just sign up.
Right.
But that's also because they know you beforehand and they're not cold traffic coming from Facebook ads. And that's sort of the difference of what we're trying to do here also.
Right. To get more cold people who don't already know you.
Yep. Okay, so I'm pulling this up then too. Didn't see the emails, had questions, didn't understand. But Leia, are all these responses, when we got some of these responses in general, were those people that were already on your list from a long period of time, or are they some of the new colder leads?
It'll be a combination. So this launch went out to about 8,000 people, and my list was only 4,000 within, like, the last 2 months. So a lot of these are new. They've been on minimal webinars, if any. Some of them don't even know I have YouTube videos. I don't know how they don't know that, because they're coming in season. So
okay.
I think there's been a lack of clarity, a lack of communication at some point somewhere.
Well, and that's what you look up, right? So everybody says that they don't have enough money, right? Like, oh, just make it cheaper, right? So lack of funds makes a lot of sense. But the fact that clarity, need more information, have specific program questions as to what's holding them back, and that's 13, right? That's a huge percentage of that. That's why we're covering this right now, right? Because ideally, we don't want to have to answer a bazillion questions on what's working, because a confused buyer won't buy, right? Okay. Then I
now,
think the
clarity
is.
Some of those convert when I explain to them. So when I spoke to you first, when I was panicking, there was still a day to go on the launch, and that's the day that email went out. So that day I did get a lot of sales after clarity email.
Cool. Can you categorize those also so that way we can make sure that we're answering? Because the way I would love to be able to do this is really clear up most, like Joelle was saying, get rid of most of the decks on this and make it super simple. So if somebody that wasn't a part of your list already looked at it, they could at least get it, even if they don't understand it, because it's a digital program, right, or technically. So they should understand what office hours are. They should understand videos and, you know what I mean, bonus workshops and that sort of stuff. It should be pretty gosh darn simple. But I would much rather have, like, a little FAQ with your common questions. I know it says questions about the MCAT study hall.
It's so much text, though. So I would try and create a lot more white space visually on some of this, right? Hey, I'm taking my MCAT in 3 weeks. Does this benefit for me? I'm assuming these are from based off of what you're getting for questions in your inbox, correct?
Correct.
So are they asking the same questions, or do we think that they're just not reading this piece?
Well, they're definitely not reading. Some of them.
Okay.
Get emails asking how much it costs. I very nicely tell them, go read this page.
Well, and so, but what's so crazy is both Ben and everybody else is a little confused on the cost too, right? And so, and that's not good. I would much rather have a lot less here. So I'm just going to go through and give you a little bit of feedback. And I wrote some of the stuff down anyway. I would make the very top, right, a headline that is very oriented. The main piece, we've talked about headlines a lot before, but what it actually is, right? Joined the MCAT study, blah, 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 now, right? So that way people understand. And then talk about the sort of the key differentiator in like two sentences. Like, why the hell do they care right now? That's sort of a big piece. So that way they do stay on. Then I take off the already a member, click to log in here, and I would change that to a join us now, which skips down to where the pricing is. Right? Have enough info? Join now, or whatever it is. Right? And then skip down to that. Does that make sense? Because if they did come from like a webinar or something like that and they just want to buy and they have to scroll that many times to get to the buy button, there's no way in heck. Now, again, we talked about having a different sales page for when you do webinars that are more succinct, and I know that's sort of typically what you do anyway. That being said, I just don't want to lose anybody that's already like, oh, I read all your emails and they're amazing. I just want to buy it now, right? But that key differentiator and reminding them how different you are is really important. Now, the working strategy, solid foundation, consistent practice, beyond instruction, that to me is just filler, to tell you the truth. Like, yay, that's great. But that's more website to me than sales page. I like the most MCAT study programs that don't set you up for success, right? Especially because that's the pain that we've talked about before, right? the pain. I would try and probably put some bullets in it, though. And like we talked about, potentially making it more like your what's my story in how easy it is to read with the separate columns. Because really chunking up the data or chunking up the words and stuff like that will be way easier. I would actually remove and or add the do you know how to master the MCAT? I do and I can show you. My Amazon Echo just thought I talked to her. Awesome. Okay.
I didn't understand the first one. You said add or remove.
I would chunk it down, and either it's very similar to the what's my story part, right? So I know how, and I can show you, right? It's very, very similar. This is the credibility side of things. So both of those are quite credibility side of things. So I would just try and pare it down. So either remove it and just add it into the what's my story, and I would actually change so what's my story and why should you hire me? I would change it to why should you trust me, because they're not hiring you. It's not like you're going to be their one-to-one teacher if they get the essentials package, right? But there's so many pieces of about you, right? Because I get that they're buying quote-unquote you, but to me they're buying the key differentiator of how you teach, which is I know what you're trying to do on that section, but I would try and pare it down because there's so many headers that say very, very similar things. I think we can sort of make it way more succinct, like 80-20 that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Awesome. What does it take to ace your MCAT? I actually like that. I actually really like having, I wish you could see my little scroll button, but I really like having the image under an operative strategy that actually works. Now, I won't read any of that text, which is fine, but it makes it really stand out a lot more. I would try and put a lot more of those so people are really paying attention. Rock-solid foundation material, I paid attention to that, read that piece. I didn't read the text underneath it. Awareness of ongoing weakness, like those things popped out to me also. And then I would try and this is what I wrote on some of the notes, I would try and under the what you'll get, actually just have a piece that just shows bulleted format all the stuff you get, and then go into more detail afterwards. Because I feel like I have to scroll through blue things to try and add it all up in my brain. Right? Like, oh, I get an MCAT strategy session. Awesome. And I get a complete MCAT science boot camp. Okay, great. And I get office hours. Great. And I get a competition-free Facebook community. But what I would love is just bulleted formats of what they are and then what the benefit is. So they can skim through super quick and go, oh, that's what I'm getting. That's what I understand. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And then when we move the tiered pricing structure, choose your best MCAT study hall membership level, right? And I wrote I don't know if you can see on your sheet, I wrote up a little thing on how that should look. Okay. To me, looking at that and clarifying what those pieces are will be way easier for people to understand. Okay. And I would highlight the ones that are different. So have you seen
some of the pages? I like the ones that are what?
Have you seen some of the tiered pricing structured ones that say the same thing on each bullet point, and then you can tell which ones are added, right?
Okay.
So for example, the big ones that, or the comprehensive says two-part strategy session. Awesome. That's where the single one or the essentials one should say one-part strategy session or whatever it is, right? And then they both have live office hours twice a month, and they should be right next to each other so you can actually see them a little bit easier so you can actually compare them better at a glance. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it's hard for me to understand which one has what. And I have to go back and forth. I'm like, okay, that one has a bonus Facebook group, but does that one have a bonus Facebook group? I don't know. What were you going to say, Joelle?
I was going to say, or if the next level up includes everything from the first level,
exactly.
then just say that in that first row of the next level up, right? And then that gets rid of a lot of the text.
Does that make sense?
I didn't understand that. So if they have the same view as?
So if for example, in the MCAT Study Hall Essentials, if I sign up for the MCAT Study Hall Comprehensive, do I get everything that's included in Essentials plus more?
Yes.
Right. So for Comprehensive, just in the first row of Comprehensive, don't put here's what's included when you sign up for MCAT Study Hall Comprehensive. Just put you get everything included in the essential package, and then the subsequent rows is the additional stuff that they're going to get for the comprehensive. They don't have to look back and forth to kind of compare. They'll know, oh, I get everything that's included in the $1,000 package plus these amount of things. That's why it's $1,600.
That makes sense. So another question I want to make sure we look at is, the comprehensive is the main program that I mentally want to sell them on, and then I want to downsell them in the same page to the essentials. So that they get so excited about the comprehensive and they think, oh, this is awesome, but I can't afford it. Oh, here's a cheaper option. How would I structure that in one page?
Same way that I was saying beforehand. So when we're making the MCAT City Hall comprehensive, when that's in the middle part, we're talking all about that, right? We're like, oh, it's amazing, and you get all this stuff, right? But the whole point is when you can actually show the three tiers and they can't afford what the comprehensive is, they'll see that you can get all the same stuff except you, right? Except all that live stuff. And that's what I think isn't coming across very well. Does that make sense, Leah? So when we try and go, okay, which is why I love what Joelle said also, and I totally agree. It's like the comprehensive includes that, but it also includes me or our tutors or our moderators or whatever you want to say, and that's the difference. But The Essentials is also amazing. It's all the same content. It's just you don't have me kicking you, right? And the people that don't have the money will be like, oh, I'll just do it myself. Does that make sense? And that's what I think needs to be really, really clear. But we need to get the clarity of the program first. That way they can understand, okay, I get what this is first, and then, oh, crap, it's more expensive than I can afford right now. Oh, this is the other option. Does that make sense, Leah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And it's just a lot of clarity. So what I would do, because I know we're running out of time, and we gave all sorts of info for you, I mapped out quite a bit of this. So I would love for you to take the feedback and then do an update and then post it in the Facebook group so we can just check it out again. Because I think it's seriously the clarity side of things. One of the reasons why you're selling on the webinar so well also is because you can explain it really well. And whenever we try and do this or whenever anybody learns about your stuff, it's like, whew, you got a lot of stuff in there, right? Trying to figure out all the pieces and parts. And so I just want to make sure that it is super clear. So if somebody didn't know who you are, they would understand your key differentiator, number one. They would understand what your packages are and why they should sign up in a nutshell. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So I took a whole bunch of notes, but I'm sure you'll have questions for me. So just shoot me an email if you need anything. Okay, Leah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to start implementing, I guess, the big level stuff first, and then as it gets clearer, I think that the feedback will be more and more valuable.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I agree. So I know we have to hop off, guys, but just so you know, later this week we're debuting the new groups. I've already talked to a bunch of you guys and times and blah, blah, blah. Instead of doing hot seats next week in the new groups, because it's going to be a little bit crazy of a shift, I'm actually going to be walking you through an intake process. So we're going to be doing this in the new group that's going to be starting in the fall. And because a couple of you guys are having different groups, right, I want to make sure you understand their business models and they understand yours. Like, especially with yours, Leah, like, let's explain what we actually sell so people understand it so we can hit the ground running on those hot seats. So there won't be a hot seat next week for one person, but this is going to be helpful for you guys also because the intake form is actually meant for you to hold on to so that way you can have your exact business model, exactly what you do, your key differentiator, and all that stuff laid out in an easy format along with your goals, right? Because these sheets are getting a little big. If you notice that we put all the hot links and stuff like that, it was a little much. We're still using the sheets, don't get me wrong, for that information, but I just want you to have one piece. So if we do a hot seat and everyone's like, wait, what is Leah sell and what are the pieces and parts? We can just pull that piece up. We know exactly what her goal is. We know exactly what she's selling, so that way everybody can be on the same page. I know you guys have already met. I know you already know each other, but I really want to make sure it's super clear. And I think that clarity in itself, so Leah, I think it's actually going to be great for you. That clarity in itself is going to be really helpful for you guys also, right? What is your most best package that you're selling right now, right? For your stuff too, Joelle, especially considering you have so many pieces and parts to it, and it's getting a lot more clear, and I think your group needs to know that too. Does that make sense to everybody so far?
Sounds awesome. Yay.
It does. Yay. I like the common platform.
Yes, I agree. We're always trying to get better and better and better. So if you guys have any questions, of course, let us know. Or if we don't do a good enough job explaining things or anything like that, please let me know. But we're here for you either way. Okay, so just shoot me an email or a text if you need anything. But we're going to be talking about that a Wednesday, Thursday this week. Okay?
All right. Bye.
Okay. Yay. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.